Here's a bit of history for today's Geo Quiz. On this day, May 21st, in 1864, the Imperial Russian Army forced the leaders of a rebellion to surrender. The rebels were Circassians, a distinct ethnic group in the Caucasus Mountains in what's now southern Russia. Their rebellion lasted a generation, and it ended in what their descendants call a genocide. Circassians are marking the anniversary today by unfurling traditional green flags outside Russian embassies and consulates around the world, including in the U.S. They want the suffering of their ancestors to be officially recognized. But that's not their only issue. They're upset that the city they consider their ancestral capital is being turned into an Olympic venue. For today's quiz, we want you to name the city on the Black Sea. We'll hear more about the Circassians and their concerns. But first, you got to come up with the answer.
I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening to Public Radio International. Free podcasts are made possible with support from individuals like you. Please visit PRI.org and make a gift today to invest in better media.
I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. Back now to our Geo Quiz. We asked about a Russian city on the Black Sea that's set to host the Winter Olympics in 2014. The answer's Sochi. It's a Black Sea resort city, but the Circassian people consider it their ancestral home. Back in 1864, the Russian army made a final push to slaughter the warring tribes of the Caucasus. Some Circassians survived, and today is the day that their descendants commemorate what they say is a forgotten genocide. Julia Barton has the story.
Zach Barsik pays the toll as he crosses from New Jersey to New York City on the George Washington Bridge.
If you got to go to Queens, that's another $13. So you're talking about almost $35 just to get in this area.
Barsik's lucky. His job as a strategic engineer at Verizon Wireless pays the bill. He grew up in the U.S., but he spent his childhood hearing about a place his family hasn't lived for generations, the North Caucasus. Barsik's father immigrated from Jordan in the 1950s and joined a few Circassians here who were refugees from the Soviet Union.
They had great stories. Our history is, a lot of it is based on oral history. And myself growing up in the laps of these men, constantly hearing these stories, so we had a very rich exposure.
Barsik grew up speaking Adyga, the Circassian language, and hearing ballads like this one. The song tells the story of 1864, when Russian imperial forces killed thousands of Circassians in the mountains and forced others onto ships across the Black Sea. Historians say most of them died on the journey. Those who survived never saw their homeland again. Between 5 and 6 million Circassians now live around the world. Only 700,000 remain in the North Caucasus. And almost no Circassians live in Sochi, a city between the Caucasus and the Black Sea. That's where Russia is spending billions of dollars to prepare for the Winter Olympics in 2014. Zach Barsik says when Russia won the Olympic bid, it galvanized the Circassian diaspora.
Sochi was our capital, and we want to return. We want to have a country. Just like every other people on Earth love to have a country, we want a country.
Not surprisingly, Barsik and other Circassians haven't made much progress persuading the Russian government to give up its prime warm coastal real estate. But the Circassian issue has become a surprising headache for Russians. Circassians are moderate Muslims. They haven't been a problem for the Russian state until recently, unlike other Muslim groups in the Caucasus, such as Chechens. But now thousands of Circassians want to return from places like war-torn Syria. The Russian government isn't sure how to respond.
They see a non-Russian immigration into the North Caucasus as a security threat.
Valery Jutsev is an analyst for the Jamestown Foundation. He says Circassians used to be isolated, but now with the internet, they're reuniting.
In the North Caucasus, the Circassian people became much more aware of their history in the past few years. And large part of this is attributed, I would say, to the influence of the diaspora.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, stop.
Circassian youth in northern New Jersey practice a complicated wedding dance called the widge. The men and women clasp arms in a tight line, then spin on a central axis. Classes like this at the Circassian Benevolent Association help transmit culture to a new generation. But even dedicated activists like Lisa Jerkasi say it's not easy to keep the culture alive. The 29-year-old takes Circassian lessons via Skype from a tutor in Turkey. Adiga is not related to any other language.
It has 185 verb tenses. It is extremely complicated.
Studying language helps her understand her identity, she says. But it only goes so far.
For the longest time ever, I felt like I had something missing. And even till today, I still do. There's a part of my heart that's broken.
Jerkasi's never been to the Caucasus. But she says her heart won't be mended until Circassians have the right to live in the mountains of their ancestors. Short of that, Jerkasi will be among those unfurling the green Circassian flag at Russian embassies and consulates around the world today. Zach Barsik admits, while he's angry about Russia's Sochi Olympics, the Games were a rare chance to draw attention to his cause.
We don't want to be a footnote in history of a people that got completely decimated by the Russians and they got away with it. And not only that, they went and celebrated the Sochi Olympics on their graves.
Barsik is commemorating May 21st on the Black Sea in Georgia, the only country in the world to recognize Russia's treatment of Circassians as a genocide. Georgia has its own conflicts with Russia. Circassians say they don't really care about the geopolitics. They're just glad to have a friendly place to go in the Caucasus, even if it's not home. For The World, I'm Julia Barton, New Jersey.
We have an old map showing what was once Circassia on the Black Sea. Also pictures of the Circassian wedding dance called the Widge. It's all at theworld.org.